Thank you for contacting Provider Services. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. I'm Carrie, your virtual assistant. If you are a member, say member. If you are a provider or calling on behalf of a provider, say provider.
Provider.
If you are a Keystone First provider, say Keystone. If you are an AmeriHealth Caritas provider, say AmeriHealth.
Keystone.
If you are a Medicaid provider, say Medicaid. If you are a Medicare provider, say Medicare. If you
Medicaid.
Are a Community Health Choices. That's Medicaid. Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right. How may I help you? Say things like claim status, prior authorization, claim payment, or check eligibility.
Authorization.
All right. Let's transfer you for assistance. Thank you for your patience.
All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you.
And a call sign, obviously. By the way, the cast.
Thank you for calling AmeriHealth. This is Tyler speaking. How may I assist you today?
Hi, this is Stella. I'm calling Keystone. Are you working for Keystone as well? Because I need a service coordinator for Keystone.
Yes, we do assist with Keystone, and you said you needed what, ma'am? I'm sorry.
So I'm following up an authorization for a member. We can't reach the service coordinator for quite a week, so we're just checking if, like, there's an authorization process. Like, what's going on? Because I can't reach the service coordinator. He never replies to emails, and, like, he never returns our calls. So I'm checking what's going on with that member's authorization.
Do you have – what is your first name?
My name is Stella, and I'm from Family First Home Care.
And what's your last initial?
J.
Okay. And what's a good callback number?
267-551-7406.
And give me one second here. What is the off number?
There's no off yet. We're waiting for the authorization. But we never received any updates if they're sending it because it's, I think, a vendor switch. And we spoke already with
the
patient with the service coordinator before. On 121, the patient confirmed they wanted to do the switch. And since then, we couldn't reach the service coordinator.
So we don't assign a service coordinator until there's authorization on file.
There is current authorization with a different agency. They want to do a vendor switch.
Okay, so that's something. Is this for pharmacy?
Not for pharmacy, for home care services.
Okay, I'm not sure. As far as vendors or anything like that, that will be with provider services. We wouldn't handle
provider
that.
Services.
Mm-hmm.
I called provider services from Keystone and you answered, so I don't know. Maybe you can direct me where I need to call.
I'm not exactly sure. The number that you called, was it the 800-521-6860?
I called 6007.
Okay, give me one second. I'll transfer you.
Thank you.
Check your baby. Talk to your OB doctor about dental care. See your dentist in the second trimester.
Thank you for choosing Keystone First Member Services. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. I'm Carrie, your virtual assistant.
Чтобы получить помощь по-русски, скажите русский.
Para asistencia en español, diga español.
If you are a member, say member. If you are a provider or calling on behalf of a provider, say provider.
Member.
All right. How may I help you? Say things like, I need help renewing my Medicaid coverage. I need an ID card. I want to change my doctor. Or, I need transportation.
Authorization.
All right. To help you further, please say or enter your ID number. This information is on your plan ID card. Say or enter numbers only.
0011844701.
That's 0011844701. Did I get that right?
Correct.
All right. Please say your date of birth. You can say the date is October 22, 1982 or enter it on your keypad using 2 digits for the month, 2 digits for the day, and 4 digits for the year.
6/27/1960.
Sorry, I did not understand your response. Please say your date of birth. You can say the date is October 22, 1982 or enter it on your keypad using 2 digits for the month, 2 digits for the day, and 4 digits for the year.
June 27, 1960.
All right, and finally, please say or enter your 5-digit zip code. All right, and finally, please say or enter your 5-digit zip code. Thank you for confirming your information, Denise. Let's transfer you to a representative for assistance.
Child, stay healthy this flu season. Did you know the flu can cause serious illness, especially for older adults, young children, and people with chronic health conditions? A flu shot helps protect you and your family. It's quick, safe, and there's no cost for members. Ask your doctor or local pharmacy. RSV is a virus that can cause cold-like symptoms but can also be serious for babies, older adults, and people with weakened immune systems. The RSV vaccine is available for those who need them most. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today about whether the RSV vaccine is right for you. Protect yourself, your family, and your community. Ask about the flu and RSV vaccines at your next appointment or schedule your shot today. A simple step for a healthier tomorrow. Medical assistance renewals have started. Have questions? Our member services team would be happy to assist you. Just ask them about medical assistance renewals.
All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Member Services. My name is Eleanor. May I please have your first and last name?
Hi, this is Stella calling from Family First Home Care regarding patient Denise Braxton.
And you said your first name was Stella?
Correct.
And you're calling from a provider's office?
Correct.
All right, thank you. And is the patient or is the member available to speak?
I'm not calling. This member spoke already. I'm just calling to follow up on authorization.
Okay, on the authorization?
Yes.
And what's that authorization in reference to?
There is a vendor switch. The member requested a vendor switch over a week ago. And we have never got any call from the service coordinator. We're trying to reach him, and he never answers us.
Okay, and what is the member's date of birth?
Let me check. Give me a minute. That, if I remember, June 27, 1960,
but just want to check it. Yeah,
June 27, 1960. Okay. Can you verify the mailing address on file? Sure. That's 5521 Walnut Street, 19139.
Thank you so much for providing that information, Stella. One moment. I'll place you on a brief hold while I transfer your call, okay?
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
Children need to be checked for lead poison? Lead is not only found in old homes, but in toys and in the dirt around houses. Talk to your child's doctor about testing for lead in their blood before age 2. Do you think you're pregnant? Call your doctor as soon as possible. Getting care early in your pregnancy is the best way to have a healthy baby. All children over age 2 need yearly well child checkups with their doctor. Call today to make checkup appointments for all your children. Women over the age of 18 need a special test to check for cervical cancer. Talk to your doctor about a Pap test. If you're diabetic, is your A1C below 7? If not, call your doctor today to find out simple ways you can get your diabetes under control. All children and adults should have a dental checkup at least once a year. Call today to make dental appointments for everyone in your family. Strange but true. When you're pregnant, taking good care of your teeth and gums helps protect your baby. Talk to your OB doctor about dental care. See your dentist in the second trimester. Children age 12 to 20 are changing at a fast pace. It's especially important for them to see their doctor at least once a year for a checkup. Call today to schedule your teen's checkup. Women over the age of 40 should have a mammogram at least every 2 years to check for breast cancer. Treating cancer early is the best way to be around for your family for many years to come. Call your doctor to schedule a mammogram. Do you have asthma? Using a control medicine can help you stay out of the emergency room. Talk to your doctor about controller medicines today. As we get older, we need to be mindful of risk factors that increase with age. Be sure to visit your doctor for a well checkup at least once a year. During the visit, have your blood pressure and blood sugar checked. Did you know that all children need to be checked for lead poison? Lead is not only found in old homes, but in toys and in the dirt around houses. Talk to your child's doctor about testing for lead in their blood before age 2. Do you think you're pregnant? Call your doctor as soon as possible. Getting care early in your pregnancy is the best way to have a healthy baby. All children over age 2 need yearly well child checkups with their doctor. Call today to make checkup appointments for all your children. Women over the age of 18 need a special test to check for cervical cancer. Talk to your doctor about a Pap test. If you're diabetic, is your A1...
Hello? Hello?
Yes, hi, it's Stella from Family First
Yep.
Home Care.
Yes, Stella, thank you so much for holding. I'm just still letting you know that I'm still processing
your
call. Waiting.
Oh, okay.
Yes, okay.
No problem.
Thank you so much for your patience. All right, thank you.
Children and adults should have a dental checkup at least once a year. Call today to make dental appointments for everyone in your family. Strange but true. When you're pregnant, taking good care of your teeth and gums helps protect your baby. Talk to your OB doctor about dental care. See your dentist in the second trimester. Children aged 12 to 20 are changing at a fast pace. It's especially important for them to see their doctor at least once a year for a checkup. Call today to schedule your teen's checkup. Women over the age of 40 should have a mammogram at least every 2 years to check for breast cancer. Treating cancer early is the best way to be around for your family for many years to come. Call your doctor to schedule a mammogram. Do you have asthma? Using a control medicine can help you stay out of the emergency room. Talk to your doctor about controller medicines today. As we get older, we need to be mindful of risk factors that increase with age. Be sure to visit your doctor for a well checkup at least once a year. During the visit, have your blood pressure and blood sugar checked. Did you know that all children need to be checked for lead poison? Lead is not only found in old homes, but in toys and in the dirt around houses. Talk to your child's doctor about testing for lead in their blood before age 2. Do you think you're pregnant? Call your doctor as soon as possible. Getting care early in your pregnancy is the best way to have a healthy baby. All children over age 2 need yearly well-child checkups with their doctor. Call today to make checkup appointments for all your children. Women over the age of 18 need a special test to check for cervical cancer. Talk to your doctor about a Pap test. if you're diabetic, is your A1C below 7? If not, call your doctor today to find out simple ways you can get your diabetes under control. All children and adults should have a dental checkup at least once a year. Call today to make dental appointments for everyone in your family.
Thank you for calling Provider Services. My name is Brittany. Can I have your first name and the first initial to your last name?
Hello? Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I barely hear you, but yeah.
Okay, I can hear you just fine. Can I have your first name and the first initial to your last name?
Sure. It's Stella and Jay.
Okay, can I have your telephone number and extension, please?
I have a direct line, which is 267-551-7406.
Okay. That was, can you hear me better now?
Not really, but it's fine, as long as I hear you.
Okay, yeah, that's all that matters. 267-551-7406.
Correct.
Okay, may I have the MPI number, please?
Sure. So our MPI usually makes issues. I can give it to you, but I would rather suggest the tax ID or provider ID.
But, you can do the provider ID.
Okay, that's 3078-2894.
Okay, 3078-2894. May I have the name of the facility or provider's office you're calling from on behalf of today?
We are from Family First Home Care.
Okay, the address associated with it?
It's 1 Winding Drive, Philadelphia.
And what is your relationship? Are you a billing office?
I'm just an intake rep, and I'm following up on authorization for this member. Because the member confirmed
can you
right
verify
that
the last?
What?
Can you please confirm the last four of the tax ID number?
The last four of the tax ID is 3555.
Thank you. And Stella, can I please have the member ID?
The member's ID, sure. Let me pull it up. That's 0011-844-701.
Okay, I have 0011-844-701.
Correct.
Okay. Was that like a Medicaid ID that you provided me?
Yes, I gave you the Medicaid ID. Were you looking for the the Keystone First ID?
It was the member ID I'd requested, but let me see if that.
Oh, the member ID. I'm sorry. I actually don't have it. I can pull it up for you if you want. But...
It's fine. Can you please provide me the member's name and date of birth?
Sure. It's Denise Braxton, date of birth is June 27, 1960.
And the address?
For Denise is 5521 Walnut Street, 19139.
One moment, please.
And that's in Philadelphia if you need that.
Are you aware of any other health insurance
that this member has?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I can, like, pull it up right now and see if I can find any. Because he should be under key.
I see here the member has Medicare Part B and D. Okay. How is it that I may assist you today?
I am waiting for the authorization. We spoke with the service coordinator on the 21st, and she said we should receive it by Friday. We have not received it, and we're still following up, and we can't reach him since then. Like, we're emailing him, calling him, we never get a response. So I'm just checking, like, what's going on, if there's the authorization in place.
Okay, and you're talking about you can't get in contact with the service coordinator?
If I'm talking about what?
It said that you can't get in contact with me.
I barely hear you. What did you say?
Who can you not get in contact with?
With a service coordinator. We're trying to follow up on authorization, but we can't reach him. So I'm calling out the main line to see if what's going on.
Mm-hmm. So I can try to see if I can find an authorization here on my end. If not, I will have to transfer you over to authorization department. When did you send the authorization request out?
We requested it on the 21st, and he said, like, for a vendor's watch, and he said we should have received it by Friday.
21st of what?
Of January. And he said by Friday 23 we should receive it.
Okay. And was it sent via mail?
What? I barely hear you.
Did you send it by mail?
By mail?
Yes.
We spoke
How
with the service
was the
coordinator.
Request sent?
We spoke over the phone together with a patient on the line.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what date of service is this for?
What? It's very unclear, so I can't really hear you.
What date of service was this for?
It was for, let me see. We actually requested it for the 26th. But now I will request
the date of service
Friday,
January 26th?
January 26th, yes.
Okay, well, that's already passed.
Right, so I will request it for a Friday. But, like, we can't reach the service coordinator, so, like, whom should I reach out to?
Okay. Allow me to put you on a brief 2-minute hold to see if I can find the authorization, and like I said, if not, I'll transfer it to the corrective department, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I thank you for waiting so patiently. So I do see something in between January the 1st, 2026, through January the 31st, 2026, for a pre-auth. And let me see. Let me just confirm, okay? Just a moment.
No problem. I'll wait.
One moment. Okay, do you have access to NaviNet?
What?
Do you have access to NaviNet?
I do have access, yes.
Okay, do you see any information on that there?
Which information?
About the authorization.
I actually did not see anything there. Like I didn't.
Okay. Just allow me one moment. I'm going to get you over to prior authorizations just so they can confirm.
Here's to check for breast cancer. Treating cancer early is the best way to be around for your family for many years to come. Call your doctor to schedule a mammogram. Do you have asthma? Using a control medicine can help you stay out of the emergency room. Talk to your doctor about controller medicines today. As we get older, we need to be mindful of risk factors that increase with age. Be sure to visit your doctor for a well checkup at least once a year. During the visit, have your blood pressure and blood sugar checked. Did you know that all children need to be checked for lead poison? Lead is not only found in old homes, but in toys and in the dirt around houses. Talk to your child's doctor about testing for lead in their blood before age 2. Do you think you're pregnant? Call your doctor as soon as possible. Getting care early in your pregnancy is the best way to have a healthy baby. all children over age 2.
Okay, so I just wanted to confirm, was this pertaining to home health?
Hello, I can hear you.
Yes, was this pertaining to home health?
Yes, it is. Home care. Home health
okay.
services.
One moment. Thank you.
At 18, need a special test to check for cervical cancer. Talk to your doctor about a pap test. If you're diabetic, is your A1C below 7? If not, call your doctor today to find out simple ways you can get your diabetes under control. All children and adults should have a dental checkup at least once a year. Call today to make dental appointments for everyone in your family. Strange but true. When you're pregnant, taking good care of your teeth and gums helps protect your baby. Talk to your OB doctor about dental care. See your dentist in the second trimester. Children aged 12 to 20 are changing at a fast pace. It's especially important for them to see their doctor at least once.
Can I help you?
Hi, it's Stella calling from Family First Home Care, following up on an authorization for a member.
Okay, and you said Bella, B-E-L-L-A?
S-T-E-L-L-A.
Oh, Stella, okay. One moment. Can I have a callback number for you, Stella?
267-551-7406.
Excuse me. Okay. Could I have the first and last name of the member and date of birth, please?
Denise Braxton. Date of birth is June 27, 1960.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, what's the date of service for the authorization?
So I'm not sure what the source coordinate has put in. We had request January 26th, but we never received it, and we cannot reach the service coordinator. So I'm not sure where it's going at.
Wait, I'm sorry. You guys submitted one when?
It's a vendor switch. And we requested on the January 21st, and the service coordinator had put in start of care January 26th. That's what he said. But we'd never received it, and we cannot get a hold of the service coordinator. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Okay, I don't have any information on that, ma'am. You'd have to get in touch with the service coordinator.
And, but if the service coordinator doesn't answer our calls or our texts or emails for over a week, what should I do? Isn't there anyone else that can help me, a supervisor for the service coordinator? Because this member needs services.
Oh, ma'am, we're not the service coordinator. We're just the insurance.
What do you mean you're not?
You'd have to contact. We're the insurance.
I know. You're the insurance from Keystone, right? So I'm thinking about the service coordinator from Keystone first.
So you, this is just a prior authorization department, ma'am.
So they're transferring me from one place to the other one.
So you did you speak with provider services? Because that's who would help
I
you.
I did speak
not
with provider services, so they transfer me here.
Okay, yeah. We handle the prior authorizations that will be submitted by facilities or providers. We don't handle anything that has to do with the service coordinator.
Right, but do you see that authorization in file? Do you see any authorization for him?
No, the most recent one was June 11th of 24.
That's where.
There's
okay.
There's no.
Can you transfer the provider services back?
I'm sorry, I don't have the ability to transfer out of my department.
Okay, thank you.